Great. Thank you so much for having me.
I appreciate it. President of Accuracy in Media, as we head down this election stretch and, you know, who knows what's going to happen next Tuesday. I don't think anybody's got a crystal ball. One thing that we do know that doesn't seem to be slowing down, though, is the anti-Semitism, especially on college campuses.
Unquestionably, and even more worrisome, many of these anti-Semites have now graduated and are spreading their hatred to the workforce.
Yeah, unfortunately, you are correct in that. And I would have hoped by now some of this would have gone the other direction. It's not. And I guess, Adam, other than just the Marxist movement that we have going on in this country right now, I don't know any other way of explaining what's happening.
That's a perfectly good way of summarizing it, because what we have now essentially is a growing Marxist-Islamist alliance. Mm-hmm. It's a coalition of people who have nothing in common other than the fact that they hate the West. Yep. They hate classical liberal values. They hate Judeo-Christian values. And they certainly hate America.
Yep. No, you're exactly right. And I guess, Adam, I don't know. I shouldn't be shocked, although I am. I guess growing up in this country, being a native here in Colorado, being somewhat removed even from a lot of these Marxist ideals, the way that I was raised by my folks, I am a little bit taken back by this. I guess I shouldn't be, because this has been in the works for some 60, 70 years.
Well, exactly. And particularly in the last few years, they've been fueling this in K-12 education.
Yeah, yeah.
School districts across the country, especially red states, have full-time equity officers focused exclusively on pushing the radical principles of critical race theory and DEI into every single facet of public education. We find it in rural Republican areas. We find it in Texas and in Florida.
Right.
And that is where this hatred comes from.
You're right. No, you're exactly right. Adam, when it comes to the presidency himself, the presidency itself, I'm one that believes, and again, correct me if I'm wrong, while I do believe presidents can have an effect on what we're talking about, positive or negative, I also know that we still are moving forward with this Marxist movement, and we've had lots of conservative presidents over the years, and yet none of them, they may have slowed it down some, but none of them have put a full force stop to this.
Well, gosh, I mean, for the good things that George W. Bush did, he also, let's remember, let Ted Kennedy write our education bill, which dramatically increased the federal government's involvement in K-12 education, which is obviously quite worrisome. Trump, for all of his faults, appointed Betsy DeVos to the Department of Education, perhaps his best appointee. She really struck fear into the heart of the teachers' unions. Now, what the president could do, first off, why are we funding this on a higher education level?
Thank you.
Columbia University, America's most anti-Semitic university, gets $1 billion from the taxpayers annually. Let them go get that from Qatar.
That's right.
Let them get that from their students who pay $80,000 in tuition a semester. Why do the taxpayers have to give them $1 billion each year?
I'll go one step further that the president could do. Why do we need a Department of Education, period? Why not let each state just handle their own education? Which, by the way, they do anyways. We're double covering that, if you would, Adam, spending twice as much money, in my opinion, as what we should. Why not just eliminate it?
Yeah, that's exactly right. They have no role in that at all. And what I also want to know, this stuff goes on in states like Florida and Texas and Ohio. Why? On the state level, why are we funding crazy radical Marxism, teaching people to hate their own country? If they want to do that in Berkeley, California, sure, I would expect that. If they want to do that nearby you in Boulder, I would kind of expect that as well. But in Texas, Ohio, Florida, Wyoming, Idaho, why are these universities far left cesspools of hate, divisiveness, and radicalism? And instead of actually doing something, many Republican legislators just look the other way and pretend, oh, that doesn't happen in our state. They're wrong.
They are wrong, and I've interviewed many a politician over the years, and while there's some really good, smart, intelligent politicians out there, Adam, and I'm not talking about those right now, I will tell you, though, there's a lot of them out there that they're really good at getting elected, and outside of that, I'll just tell you straight up, Adam, they are clueless. These guys don't have the brains that God gave an ant, and I'm not exaggerating when I say that. So it's no surprise to me, where I'm going with this, is there's no surprise to me that some of them let this stuff go by, because frankly, Adam, I think they're clueless.
Well, that's exactly right. You know, I met with a hidden camera one time with the director of curriculum for Nashville Public Schools, a state where they had banned critical race theory in K through 12 education. And he said to me, one of the most honest things I've heard one of these deceptive people say when referring to their CRT law, he said, "This law is really well crafted to accomplish nothing." And it's not entirely true. It accomplished one thing. It placated Republican constituents who thought their politicians were looking out for them, but no, their politicians were placating them, passing a meaningless law and patting themselves on the back and saying, "Look what I did." Will the full-time administrators and teachers and principals continue radicalizing each and every classroom?
So you're really just proving a lot of what I've thought and what we're saying here. Okay, so here's a question. What's the fix for this?
Well, there's a variety of fixes. First of all, obviously, you and I would agree, get rid of the Department of Education.
Yep, absolutely.
On the state level, universal school choice where the money follows the child, like they've enacted in Arizona and in Florida. And in the university level as well, accountability needs to be delivered to these crazy, violent, racist radicals. And even when they get arrested, what we see consistently is the charges are dropped. So what we do as an organization is we deliver our own accountability. We buy their domain names, their first and last name.com usually, set up a profile page, done. We run ads so that their fans and friends and social media connections see these web pages, which make it quite an awkward conversation at a Thanksgiving dinner. And what we've started doing, as I've said, is visit those who have graduated so that their colleagues and coworkers and HR team can learn the exact racist person that they hired.
Yep, you are 100% correct. All right, where do folks find you, Accuracy in Media, Adam?
Our website is aim.org, A-I-M.org. You could send one message that goes to the leaders of these companies that hired racists and to the boards of these universities. The next one in our crosshairs we just discovered is, believe it or not, the Virginia Military Institute, which hired one of these racists to be a visiting faculty member and a fellow. These are who are training our best and brightest.
Adam, thank you for all that you're doing. We'll get that message out, and we'll continue having you on. We appreciate all that you're doing, sir.
Thank you for having me.
You're very